Written by experts and authorities in the field and professionally narrated for easy listening, this crash course is a valuable tool both during school and when preparing for the USMLE, or if you're simply interested in the subject of emergency medicine. The audio is focused and high yield, covering the most important topics you might expect to learn in a typical medical school emergency medicine course. Included are both capsule and detailed explanations of critical issues and topics you must know to master the course. The material is accurate, up-to-date, and broken down into bite-sized sections. There is a Q&A and a key takeaways section following each topic to review questions commonly tested and drive home key points. Also included is a comprehensive test containing the top 100 most commonly tested questions in emergency medicine with the correct answers. In this course, we'll cover the following topics: airway management, shock, cardiac resuscitation, febrile patient, chest pain, head trauma, the injured eye, chest trauma, abdominal trauma, acute abdomen and pelvic pain, multiple trauma care, wound and laceration repair, and psychiatric emergencies. AudioLearn's medical school crash courses support your studies, help with USMLE preparation, and provide a comprehensive audio review of the topic matter for anyone interested in what medical students are taught in a typical medical school emergency medicine course. Now let's get started. Emergency medicine involves the care of many different types of patients, some of whom are critically ill, while others only have illnesses requiring observation and the basics of management. This course is intended to cover the basics of emergency medicine presentations, as well as the emergency medicine workup techniques necessary to identify serious medical problems. The care of these patients and their disposition are also part of this course. The first aspect in the care of the critically ill, injured, or compromised patient is the establishment of an airway, which is the first topic covered in the first chapter of this course. The care of these individuals requires an evaluation of the individual's airway patency and the ability of the patient to take a spontaneous breath. For either problem, the patient will need an artificial airway. This first chapter is about the evaluation and practice of airway management in the patient who requires oxygenation. The second chapter of the course is a discussion of the phenomenon of shock. The definition of shock is more complex than just the finding of low blood pressure. There are a wide variety of systemic complications that occur because of shock, the most serious of which is end organ failure of the major organs, such as the kidneys and liver. This chapter covers two of the more common types of shock seen in emergency medicine, including cardiogenic shock and distributive shock. Cardiac resuscitation is the topic of the third chapter of the course. Cardiac resuscitation is the emergency medical response to a cardiac arrest situation, which in turn usually results from a severe myocardial infarction with a severe arrhythmia. Although things like a pulmonary embolism, ventricular wall rupture, low potassium levels, heavy exercise, and major blood loss can cause a cardiac arrest, this chapter will discuss the phenomenon of the cardiac arrest as well as the emergency medical response to this type of catastrophic event. One of the more common things an emergency medicine physician will have to deal with is the febrile patient, which is the topic of discussion in the fourth chapter of the course. Most patients with fever will have some type of infection that needs to be discovered and managed. Less commonly, the cause of fever will be unrelated to an infection. This chapter focuses on the febrile patient, including the workup of fever, the diagnosis of fever, and the treatment of fever and febrile illnesses. Chest pain is the topic of Chapter 5 in this course. Chest pain in the adult emergency department patient can be serious or benign, but always need to be worked up by the emergency room physician in order to identify which types of chest pain need further intervention and which can simply be monitored.